Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Sans Pants Radio.
Eat my dust, slime ball! Eat fumes, wormhole!
Hey everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Thumb Cramps, a video game podcast for those whose thumbs are cramping. I'm Joel.
I'm Joel.
And I'm Lena.
And this week we're looking at Loop Hero and other games.
Well, first off, welcome to the show, Lena. Nice to have you here.
Thanks for having me.
It's nice to have a pro gamer in the room that isn't us, even though we are also pro gamers.
You guys are pro. Look, please build me up more as something that I do poorly and frequently.
So, well, you're big on Twitch. We can find you at twitch.tv/... is it currently Lena Moon _?
Yes. Yep. I love that you have to ask, is it currently?
Yes.
Because that's my MO. I'm constantly changing it. It is Lena Moon _. I had to change from – it used to be Lena I Moon, which is classic. All my other handles, but I had to change it because people kept calling me Lenai and still do.
That's cool. Yeah, is that a name?
Well, look, it is now.
Yeah. Congratulations on becoming a professional gamer.
Thank you.
Get paid for Twitch. You're playing video games on Twitch. Professionals get paid for what they do. Therefore,
absolutely. By default. By default. Yeah.
That's the thumb cramps way.
We're video game journalists, apparently. Who knew?
Yeah. I have actually played in a pro arena setting.
My God.
A year and a half ago, the Australian Open did like a charity event. Where this is not on the podcast, but I'm just going to tell you really quickly. But they did this like Fortnite event and they like had, why are you laughing already?
Because this is the most.
It's bananas.
Why am I laughing? Yeah, a year and a half ago, as part of a charity event, I was asked to play Fortnite.
Yeah.
You're laughing.
Yeah, because like also this was before I'd really engaged with Twitch at all, and I had no idea what I was going into. And they were like, "So we're pairing streamers and gamers and celebrities," and I was like, "Okay, which one am I?" And then they were like, "You're a celebrity," and I was like, "Okay, I do improv at a local improv theater to an audience of people who also do improv." I don't think I count, and then I found out later that they'd basically like run out of celebs. Like one of the celebrities was a ball boy, so it was like, you know, like really.
Did they do well?
Yeah, I mean, they had played Fortnite, and I completely underestimated it. Like I got there being like, it'll be fine, and they had like actual like e-sport. Like I died straight away every single time, and then you just have to sit there.
Yeah.
Until it's over. And you're not allowed to even like go on your phone or like look at the screen because you could be screen sniping.
Yeah.
And so I just had to sit there in my like death filth. And like my team survived most of the time. They got to the point where they just stopped keeping me around. Like, by the third game, they just left, and I was like, I'm just going to sit in this bush for a bit, and yeah.
Good strategy.
Yeah, and it was. I actually made it further than them, so jokes on them.
Pro gamer.
Pro gamer.
Nina Moon, pro welcome gamer. To Hello. The show. Yeah, so we've been playing, was it Loop Hero?
Loop Hero. So basically...
what's that about?
So let me tell you, first of all, my life, big changes. Big gaming changes. Oh, yeah. I went from solely what I thought was... a comfortable console life. Mm-hmm. But now I'm realizing that I was once, mere weeks ago, a console virgin gamer. But now I am an indie darling Chad gamer.
Wow. Wow,
okay. PC Chad. I missed the PC part, which was the important part of my statement.
Yo, PC, I'm Mac. I get it.
That's really the point of difference.
So basically, what has happened recently is I have been using the PC I have to play games, which is.
I know.
Crazy. Absolutely a baffling step for someone to take. Yeah. Rather than using it just to stream games I've already played before, I was like, what if I hold the phone, buy games that I haven't played before and play them for my own enjoyment rather than for everyone else out
there? I don't know if that's...
What?
It was a huge, huge step. And...
don't like this.
Started playing Loop Hero, which actually, look, I said that I bought it for my own enjoyment. I got gifted Loop Hero during a stream.
Mm.
So thank you to whomever did that.
It's been, I can't stop hearing.
Don't even remember
that
name.
Yeah, that's really, beautiful. Pay more attention, man.
Now he's checking.
Yeah, checking. Well, but also, like,
cheating.
I've heard nonstop about this game.
Same.
It's basically what I can describe as if video games somehow managed to be heroin. The gameplay loop is so addictive, and the game is built in a way that I'm going to attempt to describe soon, but I need to build up to it because not only am I going to mess it up substantially, I'm going to describe a game where your brain won't be able to picture what it looks like.
Now I really want to play
it. Yeah, I really want to play it too, but I'm like a virgin cuck Apple and console boy, and it's not available for either of those, so I'm very, very sad.
I found you can't call yourself a gamer if you don't have a PC.
Oh, look, I have a PC, but do I ever use it? No. I look at it and it scares me.
That's not... a normal response to having a computer, you realize that, right?
I have an Apple, but I go in and I open up like a PC and I'm like, okay, where's the Apple button?
Yeah.
How do I go to files? What do I look for? I don't know. I feel like a nana whenever I look at a PC.
I mean, that is ridiculous.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It's really silly.
So I'd first of all, I'd just like to...
It still scares me.
Before I describe Loop Hero, I'd firstly just like to say a huge thank you to Spider Monk. someone that
what
I consider
for?
A deep and close friend as they purchased me not only Loop Hero, but Darkest Dungeon, a game I am yet to play yet.
They got you two games.
Yeah, and the
didn't commit them to memory.
And the DLC to Darkest Dungeon.
Oh my god.
That was very popular.
You suck.
You suck. You are the worst.
Actually, I would say that I almost wrote out their Steam name, and then I was like, no, because they mightn't want that shit. I'll read out the name that they sent it to me through. So
there you go.
I'm actually a good friend.
So you did one thing right in the 10 things that you... No.
Well, I also played the game.
So. Okay, Hero Boy. Tell us about Loop Hero Boy.
Okay, so Loop Hero is... it's really hard to explain. Basically, the gameplay is... that's the plot. It's very difficult to explain.
Cool.
So it's both
good,
a deck-building game, sort of. A roguelike.
So it randomly changes. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Randomly changes. You get cards.
Uh-huh.
You play the cards, and that changes the environment.
Oh, yeah.
It's a video game that also sort of plays itself because it's in a constant loop and you just choose to pause. Yeah, see what I mean? This is how it was explained to me too until I played and I was like, what could this game possibly be?
Uh-huh. Someone has described it to me and I haven't played this game as a reverse tower defense. Does that make sense?
Mm.
Sort of.
What do you mean reverse tower defense?
I don't know, but that's how they said it to me. It was like, it's like a reverse tower
defense. But how is that? Because the whole, you're unkilling creeps.
Because the cards you put... Okay, so there's... When you start the level, you're a guy and it's on a circle.
You're the loop hero.
It's a loop. Okay. And so it's a path and your character... when the game starts, just trots along the path mm-hmm. and just keeps following the path. Your base is at the top of the path. Mm-hmm. You okay. follow around the path. Then there is a day-night progression bar at the top. Mm-hmm. And then underneath it is like a progression to boss. And every time you play a card or defeat an enemy, you get closer to the boss progression, which then puts a boss on the map. You beat the boss, you beat that level. But yeah. It's reverse tower defense because the cards you get put monsters onto the field. So you're kind of wanting to give... It's.
I got to say, it sounds like you are making this up as you are talking.
Yeah. It's,
it sounds like you're like a kid trying to like... You know how when a kid goes to see a movie they really like and then they try to tell you the plot of it but they can't and they don't understand story structure? So that's like, how you sound.
There's a cowboy and there's a spaceman. The spaceman, he's not real. But he thinks he's real and he can fly.
And then every time a kid's around, they're like asleep. But they have heads, brains. Then friends. And also they really like this girl from a lamp.
Yes.
So that's how you sound.
I know. I realized that like when I was like, I should talk about Loop Hero because it's a very popular game at the moment. I was like, I'm going to have to describe this game and I just cannot. So and this isn't a game. This is not one of those famous Thumb Cramps reviews where I've played it for like 15 minutes and be like, yeah, that'll do.
Hour into this.
I'm sitting at like 12 hours. All right. Like, it's like, this has been like a decent whack. Mm. Okay. It's also an RPG because not only...
It's every kind of game you could ever have.
It's everything that an indie game has done before, but all just jammed. It's like putting eight games in a blender, pressing blend, and being like, this is never going to work.
It's good.
It's really
good. That's amazing.
It's so addictive.
Because it sounds like, like they've tried to make a sandwich and they've used everything. You know, like when you're in primary school and you're like, you make those sandwiches that have like everything in the cupboard in them and you dare someone to eat it and then they like throw up and want to go home.
Yes.
That's what I was expecting.
It rules so well. And I'm not usually someone that gets invested in games like this because I can tell that it's going to be one really, really long, and it's kind of like, well, it's repetitive gameplay, but that's also how it's built, kind of thing,
right?
Like, I've put 12 hours into it, and I think I did that in like a week.
Whoa.
Which is a lot. I play video games, but not that much.
Yeah, really, it really got ya.
Really sucked me off.
Is this your sock off of the year game, or?
It's probably, hang on, what else has come out this year? I mean, it's definitely
Like Hades, but like that you played that this year, but it came out last year.
Yeah, and also not been sucked off by Hades.
Suck you off.
Did not suck me off.
Okay.
Hades sucked me off. Let me tell you.
Hades sucked you off.
Oh, hand how?
I've watched people play Hades, and I can get how that would suck you both off.
Yeah.
But you know, but well, not this year.
It missed.
But it didn't. It did. It kind of like it went to suck you off, and then it was. It just kind of.
I was like, I understood how it could.
Yeah.
But also was not.
Yeah, I understood and got
sucked off. Yeah. Okay.
Great game. May I just say, if you haven't played Hades yet, get on it.
I'm going to have a real crack at trying to describe what Loop Hero looks like.
Okay.
Because the RPG thing I didn't mention. So as the loop continues, so the day-night cycle, the way that it works is that the bar obviously constantly moves.
That's how day and night, how time works.
Yeah, yeah. So time's passing and every day the enemies spawn, like, and certain cards you play on the field have different chances of spawning different enemies and there's different percentage.
And you want to fight the enemies because that's how you...
Well, you kind of need to plan it because you don't want to die.
Uh-huh.
But you also want to fight enough enemies that you get to the boss.
So the boss is spawned by how many enemies you fight?
And how many cards you play.
Or else you just keep going around in the loop.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
So
what you've just done is you were like, I'm going to describe what it looks like and then didn't.
Yeah, oh, I can try it. No, but that was clarifying the RPG elements, I got a question which took me away from what it...
But
imagine a circle.
Done.
Okay, so there's a circle in the middle of the screen.
Yep.
There's a little like 8-bit fella on it.
Done.
Okay.
Marching around the circle. The circle's a path, like a path.
2D?
2D.
That's helping.
At the bottom of the screen... That's where the cards appear, like a hand of cards you would have if you're holding like a hand.
Okay, kind of like Hearthstone or something.
Yeah, I think so. Haven't played Hearthstone, but let's say yes.
Okay.
Okay, like the other game that sucked me off, Into the Spire or whatever.
Again, another game damn. I have not played, okay. But yes. Just imagine, you know, like when you're playing a card game, or imagine a video
okay,
game.
Okay, say I'm
game.
Playing poker.
See what you're holding?
I'm holding a deck of cards right now.
Imagine so that, but at the bottom of your screen, and they're not. Okay. Yeah, but
there's
like,
no hand. Are they hands?
There's
are
no hands.
So they're just floating there.
Okay. It's just a floating straight line of cards.
I know how they I feel about these magic floating cards.
They resemble yep. magic cards, sort of. Thing,
okay, like, so we're playing Magic the Gathering.
No, we're not playing Magic the Gathering. Magic the Gathering. But it's like
so it's Pokemon.
Yes, except it's all environment stuff. There's no like. You're not going to pull a Pikachu or... Imagine Magic Land. That's what everything looks like.
Okay.
Land
okay.
cards and Magic?
Mm.
No? Okay. Close. Yeah. What else?
So like, that's like... It's like so they're like... Is it, so it's, is it like our mana?
What? Oh, no.
Okay,
no, no,
so
no, no,
it's
no.
like The Sims.
Actually, yes, sure.
Cool, 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 cool.
Okay.
And then,
but more like Red Dead.
Yes.
But 2D. Yeah. I think I'm getting it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I feel like I was just really onto a winner with describing this. And then on the right-hand side, which I haven't described yet.
Not more
things. Can I have a quick question about the deck of the hand of your cards? Mm-hmm. Is there a limit?
Yes.
And are they all the same?
No.
Do you discard them?
Yes.
Okay. You use them, apparently.
Use them?
We keep
yes.
hearing the phrase, yeah. you use. When you use your cards.
Yeah, is there a time you can play them?
You can play...
Is it, yeah, is it turn-based? Don't let him speak. Keep asking questions.
The only control you have when you are in the loop and not in combat is to pause. So there's the planning and the adventure stage, which is literally just like a pause and play button. Planning, you can play cards as much as you like. You can play as many cards as you've got if you want.
Okay, so I can play them all at once. Bleh.
Yes.
And now I have no hand.
Which is fine.
You don't have hands anyway to hold them.
Oh, that's true. Okay, yeah. They're just floating there. Mm.
But remember that... The cards, like, you want to plan how many cards you're using because it's a balance. Because you don't want to be like, all right, sweet, I'm playing 12 cards or whatever. And like, cool, now I need to fight 12 skeletons, but I have half health.
Stop making things up. You stop it now. Every time I think I'm safe, you say something like skeletons, and it's too confusing. Also... Why not play all the cards? This is ridiculous. Why give us two? What?
Yeah, I mean, why can't I play them all at once?
I want to play them all.
You can.
Okay,
you can.
Good.
I've done
good.
It before.
And?
Do you get more cards?
Yes.
This is fun.
fun game.
This is fun. This is fun.
Okay.
I feel like
when do you get more cards?
So the, because I haven't explained everything yet, so by asking... So, you know, Joel Zammit, you play a lot of board games.
Yes.
And I've been on the receiving end of what I'm trying to currently do right now.
Do I get to do my favorite game of explaining Scythe?
No.
Oh.
But you know how if you're
okay,
trying to
so
explain...
Okay, so it's alternate
a...
world...
Yeah. Yeah.
You know how if you're trying to explain like a pretty... Well, not even like a complicated thing, but something where there's just like a lot going on and then someone asks a question, like, we're not up to that part yet.
Yep.
If I explain that part, everything is all going to crumble down.
Yeah, and I'll be completely honest with you. Nothing is in there.
Everything you've said
till now has just dribbled out my ear.
Exactly. Like, we're not talking about wheat collection because you have to get to the factory card. Yeah. And because when you get to the factory card, that changes the style of play.
Have you,
that kind of
have
thing.
You seen, the, you know, the end of Parks and Recreation when Ben is explaining Cones of Dunshire?
Yes.
That's how this feels.
Yeah. Let me tell you, I'm not sitting here feeling good either.
Good. As long as none of us are having a good time.
Basic.
It's always great when you get one word out.
Basic.
Okay, so.
Oh, we're going to break him.
Okay,
the
so
game,
can I?
The,
game?
Okay. Guy trotting along the path.
Okay.
First, because it's there's so many elements. So, like, it, you start at level one with a certain amount of health.
Yep.
And on the right-hand side, which I almost explained before, we didn't quite get
to,
there's equipment.
Okay.
So at the same time you get cards, you also get equipment. So there's two, like down the bottom of the screen, there's a slide of cards,
of
cards.
And my hand that I have the floating deck of the floating cards, how it's land, is there also equipment that?
Equipment is on the right-hand side.
Is that a separate, it's a separate deck?
Separate area.
Okay.
They're just like little, like, class, like typical, like...
Do I get them?
Like a Skyrim kind of logo for
this
these.
This is too many things.
Do I?
It's actually not, but the thing is, when you're playing the game, it sounds like so many things, and I had exactly the same thing. I think I've seen other people try and explain this game before and have exactly the same problem as me, which is that no one understands what is going on, and the game doesn't sound like anything.
So do when I say kill some skeletons, do they drop loot?
Yes, and cards.
Oh,
so that's how you get cards back.
Yes.
Okay, so you could play them all at once.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't need... Yes, yes, you could play them all at once. There was never any doubt that you couldn't play all
of the cards. He said don't,
though.
He said don't. He said don't. He said don't. Save it for the skeletons, which seems like a pretty...
He said don't.
You got to give. I think you give the floating cards to the skeleton.
Yes. And yes, they say... a big skeleton man. He says, give me your cards, but not all of them.
And then when you do, it seems like... they go, they spin around in a loop, and then it's like an orb.
And you're running a marathon, and they're coming with you.
Yes, yes. And then they pass the baton, and then they give you a pickaxe, like, and then it's Minecraft for a little while. Are we getting it?
So you go around the loop,
and
you're playing cards to create monsters. Because the more monsters you defeat,
because you have to fight them
to level up.
Are they? Why are they cross at you?
So there's a story, and it seems like a very complicated story.
I'm glad there's a story to hold this all together.
So your character has
Mr.
woken
Loop.
Up in a world of darkness.
Uh-huh. Much
is it
like
the
how
world?
I feel. Yeah.
No, is it the
world of
darkness?
No. It's not D&D related, although I don't know what world of darkness is.
Well, world of darkness is a different role-playing system. It's not actually D&D. It's not
but it sounds
roll
like
20.
It's got D&D elements.
Yeah, well, so right, it's a dice game. So it's like a roll, like, you know, it's like a D20.
I assume there's dice in this.
D20? No D20s in this at all.
Okay, it just seems like this game seems to have literally every single thing you could ever find in any game in it.
There's no D20?
Just has cards and it just has, I guess, equipment management.
I reckon there's probably some. I reckon there's some hidden like roll 20s are behind like the scene, like when you're fighting, like you do different damage.
Yeah.
That's a role.
You actually talk in character to other players.
Yeah, can you role play?
Is it co-op? It's probably co-op.
It's not co-op, single player.
Okay. Can you role play, though? Can you pretend that you are Mr. Loop himself?
Well, the character, unlike most, this is, I think, what the difference is. The character is like a defined character.
Ah!
You don't create anything.
Okay. So like, I can't change my hair or get a new shiny hat.
No. And there's like cutscenes in between the loops, which is something I wasn't expecting, but they're there.
Are they like really good cutscenes?
No,
are we talking like Command and Conquer style, full motion video, or
like
Square
imagine,
Enix Final Fantasy style?
Imagine Super Nintendo Final Fantasy stuff.
Yeah.
I'm really excited for people who have played the game to listen to this podcast because they're going to find this extremely upsetting and frustrating to listen to. Because we will not let you describe the game.
Oh, no. And I think
it's a fun game.
What Spider-Monk should do is, what, if they're listening to this, they should somehow go onto Steam and see if they can ungift me.
Yeah, you really haven't earned it, have you?
No, so as the game progresses, it gets more and more... I'm just powering through. Mm-hmm. Forget it. You guys don't know what I'm talking about.
Yep. As the game progresses, after I've done some loops and killed a big scally.
Yes, and we've played D&D for a bit.
Yep. The way that the combat works is, I think, similar to some of the Final Fantasy games. It's not turn-based. It's like you, as you get more equipment and land and certain enemies have different attack speeds and whatever. So it's not only just like the attack power, there's attack speed. So as time passes, you automatically attack, they automatically attack. Whoever is faster will attack more.
Okay.
So that's why your health and your wanting to play all of the cards.
And your health goes up in between loops?
Yes, day, night, you get some health back, and also when you hit the camp.
Okay.
I think
so the game,
getting it.
Yeah.
The game legitimately sort of plays itself, because if you were just to start the game...
So it's like, is it like an idle game?
Yeah, so
yeah, it has elements of idle game as well.
Okay, so it's a screensaver.
Honestly, if you want it to be, it could.
Far out.
Yeah, because like you, when the game starts, you just press like when the loop starts, I guess you're in the planning stage, so you just press space bar, goes into adventure mode. Your guy starts trotting.
This is where I get up to, and then you lose me.
Yes.
Yeah.
So for the first loop, obviously you haven't played any cards because you haven't done anything yet.
And you don't got so cards or hands.
Yeah.
So the terrain is just a plain loop, and the only enemies that can spawn on like a plain loop are slime, like little slimes.
Okay. So slime and skeletons are this. Mm-hmm. This sounds like a universe I'm familiar with.
Yeah, slime, skeletons.
So it's like your basic fantasy villains.
Gobbos.
Yes.
Yes, there is goblins.
Oh,
there's
that's
goblins.
Nice.
There's thieves.
Okay.
There's
my high school bullies.
Yeah, your high school bullies are there.
Yeah, dad.
Yeah, dad. Dad's a big one.
Yeah, dad's a boss.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of like harpies. Bats, what are they
harpies?
Called? Yeah, like
siren people.
Yeah, like harpies, like the bird ladies.
Yeah, harpies.
Yeah, it's harpies.
Yeah, they're there too. Yeah.
The screeching.
Okay, yeah. So it's Warcraft.
Yeah!
Yeah, it's got similar enemies to Warcraft. Doesn't okay. play like Warcraft, okay. but if that helps, yes. It's like...
Right. Okay. Am I a human or a Tauren?
You're a person.
Okay.
Human. So human, okay.
So, yeah, so it's...
We're fighting for the Alliance.
Yeah, the way that yes, the game can yeah. play itself is if you were just to hit adventure, step away, you don't play any cards, you don't equip any equipment, but you'd just be fighting slime repeatedly as you travel around the loop. You
yeah.
get to the end, you heal again, and then just keep going around the loop. Okay. So you're not really touching anything. All the fights and stuff still happen.
Gotta okay. say, it sounds...
crazy?
Yeah. yeah. Yeah.
It also sounds like it has an incredible difficulty curve, and that if you were just to look at it, you'd be like, what is going on? But, because yeah. again, I know how you feel, because the same thing has happened to me.
Yeah.
Before the game got gifted to me, someone was like, you should play Loopy, or I looked up a clip of someone trying to do what I'm currently doing and was like, yeah, probably not going to do that. Mm. And then it ended up in my Steam library. Thank you again, Spider Monk, a great friend of mine, huge fan yeah. of theirs.
Yes.
Thank you for that. And Darkest Dungeon, a game I haven't played, but I have installed.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. yeah, really.
So five thumbs?
Oh, big time.
Okay.
Yeah, I really want to, like, I'm itching. It's, I know we get this in thumb cramps sometimes, but, like, I'm talking about the game, and I'm like, I don't want to talk about it anymore. I just want to go play it.
Mm.
And I also now can heavily relate to the character in the game, because I, too, am stuck in a loop of trying to explain it.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I need to find someone who has played it and talk to them.
It's so meta. Yeah.
The game is everything.
It's an everything. One of the everything
games. It's everything, but it's not D&D, and it's also not Warcraft, yeah. and it's also not.
But it has elements of all of those things.
But it has borrowed, yeah, paying homage everything. To them, I can only yeah, assume.
We can only imagine.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
We,
yeah,
and,
yeah.
and what are we imagining? You know?
So I'm imagining a perfect circle.
Yeah, yeah.
And like a little 8-bit. Knight for yep. some reason.
Yeah, it is a knight.
He's on got a sword.
On top of the circle? Yeah. Or does he go on
and
he's
like going around it and like slight little animations, like yep. a little 2D sprite, like huff, okay. huff, huff, huff.
Bang on what it looks like.
Okay. That.
Because I'm imagining it like, you know how when people draw those like holding hands around the world murals?
Oh,
where
yeah.
it's like people standing on a globe and they're yeah. all holding hands like a paper chain. That's how I'm imagining the character walks around.
Ah,
and they go upside down cool. and stuff. Is that wrong? Don't tell me.
Yeah, fair enough.
Sounds like a great game,
I'm happy,
but I
yeah, I'm happy where I am.
If you're looking for a relatively cheap indie game that also is very addictive and new, and people are talking about it, and you too can have conversations like I'm trying to have right
Ooh,
now
yes.
with your friends.
Oh yeah,
it's only $20 on Australian Steam.
Okay.
I'm gonna check it out. Yeah, like actually. Yeah.
And also, I'm gonna hit up Evan, host of Gamey Game, because I know that he, I think, had the exact same situation.
They did. They did try to review it on Game. they tried.
Did they do as well as this?
I think it's gone very similarly. Yeah.
But they've got the bonus of visuals.
Yeah, yeah.
Didn't
yeah.
help?
No.
Didn't help.
Ben Russell plays it. He actually streams it.
Oh!
Yeah.
There you go.
I'm going to... I need to, okay.
He streams it as the character Loupiro.
Oh, no.
Yeah. You can, and I'm going to let you imagine that. Mm. I'm not going to try to explain it.
Oh, can't wait.
I'm
okay.
not going to make the same mistake you made trying to describe the game.
This game is impossible to explain, I guess. So I'm going to try and also maybe when this episode comes out, tweet the developers and be like, help me. Help me.
Probably for the best. Help yeah. us,
what
to be honest.
What is the elevator pitch? That's what I'd really like to know.
So you're a Mr. Loupiro and you walk around a circle.
It's
you play cards and you level up.
I'm going to give you no money for this.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's probably why it's an indie game. Maybe there is no elevator pitch.
No,
what
that's great.
What if there's elements of D&D and Warcraft in it?
Okay, uh-huh, they were uh-huh. successful, so I can see why you would be borrowing from those yep. universes.
We have equipment
okay.
and harpies.
Mm.
There's a day-night cycle. It progresses as time does.
I see.
Yeah.
I have... Can you get out of the way of the doors of the elevator, please? this is my floor.
Yeah, do you have a piece of paper? I'll draw you a picture.
No, I just have to be somewhere else now.
It's called Loupiro.
Please, sir. No, I'm actually really interested in it. I want to play it now.
Yeah, it looks same. It's been yeah. on my radar for a couple of weeks. Yeah. I'm so excited to play it. I wish yeah. it would come to Apple or a console.
Yeah.
Like beta cucks like me can.
Yeah, but how would they do it? Because it sounds like the game... like can't be played. I don't know how I would. Like,
yeah, yeah. I You're sort of right, Lena, in the sense that I don't think it'll work super well on consoles. Because at first, when I first started playing, I was like, this would be a perfect Switch game. But then as it got, like, more and more hectic, and I was, like, constantly having to, like, hit pause in between two fights, but, like, tiles next to each other, so, like, quick reflexes, I guess.
Okay.
And then playing cards, I was like, oh, no, this is definitely, like, a mouse game.
Yeah, it sounds impossible.
Yeah.
Well, come on, Apple Arcade, and don't do it for, like, mobile phone. Only for... I was going to say the PC. No, only for the MacBook or the iMac, please.
An iPad would probably be okay, but an iPhone would be a nightmare.
Yeah, but then you're someone who's gaming on an iPad.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
We've all been that person.
I haven't.
I will die on this hill that Baldur's Gate and Baldur's Gate 2, the extended, like, enhanced editions, are great on an iPad.
Yeah, I mean, look, I played... what are they called?
I've seen Joel Zammert try and play GTA Vice City on an iPad.
Okay, that's a nightmare.
But it was.
I played the remastered Grim Fandango on an iPad, and that was fine. And I also really like Kingdom Rush, which is like, it seems like it's going to be one of those like clickbaity like games, but it's really good.
Yeah,
there's narrative, and it's like a really fun game.
I've also got the Kingdom Rush board game.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I haven't played it yet, but it's there.
Oh, I want to play it.
I got it during COVID, and now I'm like, where are my friends? They're not here. All right, I guess I won't unwrap it.
Don't really know how it would be fun.
Same.
But, yeah, because it's really, it's just a tower defense.
I know.
Yeah,
I'm excited for it.
I'm into it.
Well, speaking of Apple Arcade, I have been playing Mini Metro. For the Apple. I didn't buy it on Apple Arcade. So great thing. This week, literally maybe like 2 days ago, they released Mini Metro Plus for the Apple Arcade.
Thank God.
If I had waited 2 weeks, it would have saved me $14. But I didn't, and I bought it. So I've been playing that. It's a very minimalistic game. You sort of like go to real cities and you're planning out their metro lines. It's very similar to like Mini Motorways, and I think this one was done first because it is a better game in my opinion and it's more polished.
Okay.
So
Mini Motorways was a game you reviewed like last week,
a couple weeks ago. Yeah.
And this one's called
Mini
You said Mini Metro is a
Mini
few
Metro
times.
I did.
Yeah.
My mind went so
That's
blank.
All right. And it really it is probably the most crucial part of the game review.
It's just the name.
It's just the name of the game. Yeah.
See, now I'm more talking about it, I'm like, wow, I am having doubt if it is called Mini Metro and it might be called Mini Train.
Okay.
I don't know. That wouldn't be
Mini Metro has Mini more of a ring to it.
Yeah, it might be Mini Metro.
Yeah.
Let's find out. Let's ask my good friend the phone. Oh my God, it says that I got a Steve gift copy of the game Loop Hero on Steam.
Oh.
Spider Monk.
Okay, what's that game about?
Imagine a loop.
I can't.
Yeah. No, you said circle. You said circle.
I feel like we're in one, but I can't imagine it.
So Mini Metro.
Yeah, Mini Metro. And it's a very minimalistic game. Mm-hmm. And it basically is just...
Is that the logo?
Yeah, it sure is.
It's called Mini Metro.
Yes.
Yeah,
so
cool.
I mean,
that could just be a map.
Yeah, it basically is. It's kind of like a map.
Yeah, it just looks like a map. It just looks like a metro map.
Yeah, that's the game. So,
really?
Yeah, it's
making maps.
Yeah. Well, it's good. It's very minimalistic. It all relies on like straight lines and shapes.
Okay.
And you can do different like real cities in like real life. So it's just like, hey, this one is Melbourne, and you get to like, you know, and they say they're trams, but you know, it's the same bloody concept.
Why did I Google the logo for Mini Metro, when I could have simply Googled 15 minutes ago a picture of what Loop Hero looks like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't realize we were using phones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because now you look really silly. Yeah. Because.
That would have helped.
It really would have helped. Yeah.
Would have helped.
Do you want to see one now?
No, I don't think I ever want to see the game loop here.
Yeah. You missed that opportunity. So, yeah, Mini Metro, it's again minimalistic game, relies on basically like clean lines and shapes. And so it does have like real world cities. And usually there's like a river or a mountain you have to have a tunnel under or a bridge over. And so it's kind of like it starts off very, very calm and the music is very peaceful. It's just like a very game you can just be like, oh, yeah, I'm just going to just play it in the background, not pay too much attention, and then it ramps up and then you're like stressed and then it's game over. It starts off and like the music is really simple. I know, right? It's very simple, it's really beautiful, and it's like very much, again, it's a very minimalistic game to actually love and adore.
So it was much like watching Joel try to describe Loop Hero. That's because it started from a place of calm, and then we kind of like piled on with some bullying, and it got much more stressful.
Yeah. But I think the curve is probably like longer, so it's like it's calm for a lot longer.
Yeah. Okay, I was calm for about not 4 seconds until I realized what my immediate.
You got one word, and then went,
basically, oh no.
Yeah, so this is at least a paragraph, and then you're like, oh no. Mm-hmm. So it starts off very simply. You've got like three shapes, say a triangle, a square, and a circle.
Not
and then you've got to connect a line, and you go like, cool, that's my train line. And after a while, and there is like a little counter.
The shapes of the stations.
Yeah, the shapes of the stations. Okay. And then after a while, it'll like, you know, it'll be like, I don't know, progress like time does, progress during a week. Mm-hmm. And when you get to like either Sunday or Monday, it's a new week. And then you get like an extra train and the option of choosing like another line or some tunnels or a big super station that makes things easier. So what happens here is the passengers, and they'll appear as little tinier shapes next to the big shape. So if you have a triangle station, you'll have like, say, a square next to that.
This is not what the picture we just looked at looks like.
Okay. So you'll have a square next to the triangle. That'll be the passenger. And they just need to get to the square station.
I think I might owe you an apology because I think maybe just everyone looks nuts when they try to describe a game. I think I'm now realizing that anyone trying to describe any video game looks and sounds like they're making it up on the spot, and they're a child.
You're basically going. You're moving passengers from a station to another station, and they are represented by the station they want to go to.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. So there's a big triangle. There's a big triangle.
Let's say the big triangle. Uh-huh. Yes.
And then there's a square. Uh-huh. A big square.
Yeah.
And there's a big circle.
Yeah.
And at the big circle, there might be little triangles. And you've got to get them little triangles to the big triangle.
Well, basically, so you build the train line down. And so they will.
You were just going to say yes.
They will hop on the train.
Yep.
And the train has a capacity of, like, say, six people.
Uh-huh.
And so they'll hop on the train and they'll
six shapes.
Mm. And they'll move down and then they'll get off at the station they want to.
Uh-huh.
And that's basically the system. That's the game. It's very
what
simple.
What shape
it's very
will
easy.
You guys be?
probably like a square. Yeah.
Is there a shape that
misses you're a
the
square?
Train?
Yeah.
Bit of a square.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, like a.
I'd be a triangle because I'm freaking strong, but then with the wrong angle, weak. So weak. So weak. Fall over. Yeah.
To add to this, sometimes stations will just randomly change shape to like a unique shape, and they become like this like destination that certain passengers may want to get to. And
I'm glad I didn't answer because I'm one of them.
Because it's all the way.
I'm the cool one. Yeah, yeah.
I'm a star. I'm a hexagon. Hexagon.
I'm probably the destination shape. I think.
Okay. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. That's pretty good. And so you just got to basically like keep building and spiraling out and making more and more stations. And then if like a lot of people are waiting for too long, like you don't have enough, and you can add carriages and add trains to certain lines if you have them.
Mm-hmm.
And if you take too long, it'll just tick along and it'll be like this little circle will start appearing and this like timer starts happening and that's when it gets really stressful and you're like, please get to that on time, and then it doesn't, and then it's game over.
Uh-huh. So as someone who did just previously look at a picture of what the map looks like in this game, and then that explanation, my brain is really struggling to make them both the same thing.
Oh yeah, well the map you saw is a very early game, so it's a very nice and simple and clean lines. It's all beautiful.
There's also a very strong chance you just looked at an actual Metro map. Yeah.
No, that's true.
towards the end, you have like zigzagging lines, things that are connecting too much. Just a lot of congestion.
Is it like Roller Coaster Tycoon where like things can crash and you can lose people?
No, unfortunately.
There's no murder.
No murder. It's just maybe pissed off passengers.
Okay.
And there is like an endless
nightmare. I hate it when people are mad at me.
Yeah, there's like an endless function. So like there is no game over. You can just kind of keep making it pretty. And there's another function or another. I don't know what it's called because I haven't played it yet. Where it's like things don't build up and you can just kind of like design it so it looks pretty and nice.
Okay.
I haven't done that because I don't think that's stressful enough. I need that little bit of like stress to kind of keep me on the edge.
Yeah.
And it's really nice.
You like to feel bad when you play games.
Sometimes I need to be punished for some misdemeanor I've done in life. I don't deserve good things.
Mm.
Ever. Mm. Mm. Yeah.
I mean, who am I to argue?
Good.
Yeah.
So it's a fun game. If you've got Apple Arcade, pick it up. I'm curious to see if the Mini Metro Plus has other more features.
Oh my god, I'm dying to see.
Than the one that I purchased for $14.
Would you rate? So you rate it?
Yeah, it's good. Okay. It's like four thumbs. It's a lot of fun. Yeah. It's a really easy game to kind of kill a lot of time with. And if you kind of want something to shut your brain down for a good half an hour, this is a game for you.
Yeah, cool. I'm loving
it. Yeah. So if you have played like, say, Mini Metro and you're like...
Mini Metro isn't the game
if you've played Mini Motorways... there you go.
You really just told us about...
Yeah, so if you've played Mini Motorways and you're like, I kind of like this style of game, but boy, do I just get completely, utterly ruined. This game, Mini Metro, is a little bit easier and I think it's a bit more developed and they've put more time in it.
Okay.
And there's like a progression thing. So like, hey, this city will open up if you score, say, 500 X points in a previous city. So I haven't unlocked all the cities yet.
I look forward to hearing what happens.
It's just a change of landscape. Yeah, it's not much. It's nice. I was excited opening up Melbourne because I was like, I live there.
Yeah.
And that was it. And they were like,
I imagine that's the appeal.
Yeah. The trains were like, and now it's a tram system. I'm like, how does that change? It doesn't. Yeah. I'm like, okay, cool. Yeah.
Can we try and build a tram to your house?
No, because it's just like a bit of landscape. There's no names. Of the station.
So really it doesn't matter if it's Melbourne.
No.
Yeah.
No, not at all. It's kind of mostly cosmetic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
But it's fun.
Yeah, I'm vibing.
It's again a very simple game. Probably dog shit on a mobile.
Yep.
Probably works all right on an iPad.
Yeah.
But I did play it on my MacBook Pro.
Whoa, that didn't scare you.
No, because I know how to use it.
Because weirdly, it makes sense to you.
Yeah, because when we first got a MacBook, when like my first year of uni, because I'd been a PC boy like in high school.
This sounds like it's going to be an incredibly interesting story.
Oh, not at all. Same thing happened.
Buckle up.
Same thing happened when I grabbed a MacBook. I was like, I don't understand any of this.
Yeah.
Relatable content. Hashtag. Am I right?
Now we like MacBooks.
Yeah.
Is this
anyway,
fun?
Anyway, about a loop hero.
Yeah, let me tell you something. Anyway, four thumbs, that's great. You found a new genre of games. You like small trains and
just minimalistic, cars. I guess. Minimalistic, relaxing until they're not.
Yeah, cool.
Leo, what have you been playing?
Yeah, good luck.
Okay.
Go on.
Yeah. No, I am. Watch me describe this game in two sentences. Uh-huh. Ready?
Yeah.
I've been playing a co-op puzzle game with my friend on stream and basically the entire premise.
Like Tetris?
No.
Okay. What about that dinosaur that cranks with the bubbles? Bubble dinosaur?
It is not bubble dinosaur. Okay. It's like, so if you've ever played Portal, you are given different tools to solve puzzles with, but you're also doing it separately. So you're doing things to help each other.
So
I think that's quite a clear explanation.
What if you've never played Portal?
If you've never played Portal, it's like... Shut up.
So, yeah, for everyone who hasn't played Portal out there, shut up.
Yeah, shut up.
Shut up and maybe play Portal. And maybe play Portal. Yeah.
No, it's called We Were Here Together. Uh-huh. And you start the game off as two little characters who look like, you know, the ice pick characters in the Mario universe? They come as
ice
a twin.
Climbers?
Ice climbers? Yeah. You kind of look like them, but a little taller, and
you're covered in like
you're so cold. It's very and you're cold.
Yeah,
and you basically are given no context. It's like you wake up separately, but you're in the same building, and you kind of come together, and you can communicate through walkie talkie. So there's a lot of room for miscommunication and like accidentally stepping on each other because they work like actual walkie talkies. But essentially you're just given like different sides of the puzzles. So like, and the game slowly separates you more and more. So at the beginning, you're sort of like just kind of figuring out little things together. You figure out like a radio frequency thing. One of you's on the roof, one of you's inside, like that kind of thing. You have to do things for each other. And then slowly you get actually physically separated. And then also given just like you'll like walk into a room, you're like, okay, I've got glowing books on the floor with like arrows pointing at them and then like a little graph with like numbers. What have you got? Oh, you've got like books with like coordinates. And so you slowly have to like put together what you're trying to do. And it's really hard and really, really frustrating for anyone to watch on stream because they don't have the added stress of actually doing it and can just we just get bullied online.
Yeah.
But it's really cool. And the other cool part about it that like really got me fired up was like after like 20, 25 minutes of of what would have been gameplay if we were smarter, like if we hadn't like lost heaps of time trying to solve puzzles, we each got a cutscene, but we each got different, completely different cutscenes. So we came back from them, and he was like, "All right, so we got to get this guy out," and I was like, "No, I had a glowing sword. What do you mean? Yeah, and then
what guy?
Yeah. I mean, I had a girl and her dad talking or something. And it was just, and then you just sound much like Dusha trying to explain Loop Hero. You just sound ridiculous.
Yeah.
I reckon you probably sound cool, calm and collected.
Yeah.
Probably a bit handsome.
Look, No, you sound ridiculous. And I didn't say, I didn't negate anything else, but anyway, so it's a really good game, and we haven't finished it, but I'm completely obsessed with it. And I really enjoy how much I yell at my friend while we're doing it.
Okay,
that's really
good.
Cool.
Yeah, I can imagine. It's what builds relationships.
Beautiful, lasting friendship. Yeah. But it is really cool. Like, I think, it's really exciting it was so exciting getting those cutscenes and like just being like, what is happening? And like trying to, you know, the puzzles are extremely frustrating.
Yeah. Is there a time limit to do said puzzles, or is it like take as long as you need?
It literally will go on until you know you've done something right when you get a little bit of music. Like a little bit of music kicks in and you're like, oh, okay, we solved this one.
Is it maximum two people co-op, or can you have like eight people?
No, it's definitely just two.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's really, really designed to just like play through with a friend. Yeah.
And what kind of puzzles are there?
So
is it 3D or is it 2D?
It's 3D. Okay. It looks like for me, it has like Myst vibes.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
So I was watching you stream a little bit of this at twitch.tv/ Lena Moon _.
Got it.
Lena Moon_.
Okay. Stop calling me Lenai. Don't. Never stop.
Never stop?
No, because
as long
I know
they're talking.
Yeah, and I know they've been around and they're staying with me. So
that's a great way to identify old school fans.
Yeah. Yeah.
Those moon heads.
Those moon heads? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's not like an indictment on the size of their heads or the texture. Anyway.
And it gave me – so at this point in the game, it almost had like a Bioshock aesthetic.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, it's very like, ooh, I look in microscopes at the stars and things are made of brass and there are candlesticks and – but it is supernatural as well. Like so far it hasn't been – it's been a bit more like – you know, very like an F4 to G book, and it like, or like, you know, one of the things that we lost a lot of time on was we had like a lot of like valve and like you'll have like part, it's sort of a mixture between like, you know, there'll be sort of like brain teaser puzzles. So like, you know, you have to move certain things around to get them in the right configuration for things to be moving. But like, it was so funny last time we played because we had one point where, like, Mark had no idea what was on my end.
Yeah.
But I could move things. But what happened was he would, like, trigger something and water would start filling up. So that had a time limit on it because you can die. You can die in some parts of it.
Like all puzzles. They can kill you.
Yeah.
So it was very, like, he would, like, trigger it and then start yelling stuff at me and I would be on the other end trying to solve like brain teaser puzzle while he's going like, now the next one. I'm like, shut the shh, Mark, shush, like just shush. And he'd be like, he'd just constantly yelling at me through the walkie-talkie. And it was really stressful because it basically he was in a barrel, and what I was doing was making it so he could climb out and not drown.
Yeah.
So it was like, it's really cool. It's I very much like rate playing it with someone that you feel comfortable yelling at.
Yeah. That was also the part of the stream that I saw. Yeah. And yes, it was very funny and also frustrating. But frustrating not in a sense of like, I wasn't like, come on, figure it out. It was like, I can imagine the communication in the walkie-talkies being incredibly frustrating.
It's so hard. And like, I have gone back and like had a peep at his VOD and realized just how little actually gets through on his end. So like, because like we're kind of both pressing the button at the same time and stepping on each other. Yep. And like, so I'll think that I've like communicated something completely clearly to him and he'll have not heard any of it.
He's just heard like, cog.
Yeah, exactly. Shut. And then like at one point, and because I have ADHD and my brain gets a bit muddy, like at one point I think I asked him about a colored fuse about 7 times. I was like, do you have blue, red? And he's like, I don't have blue, red. I don't have blue, red. Stop asking if I have blue, red. And then like 15 minutes later, I was like, okay, so now try blue, red. And he was like, oh, I don't. So it's a lot like that. It's like if you can play Monopoly without yelling at someone, you can play this game with them.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's the kind of person you want to play with.
So I have some friends that when I play video games with them, for instance, something like Human Fall Flat, where communication is also key, but you can
so like play say it best friend Hayden.
Yeah, if I was maybe just talking about someone like Hayden.
Like
yeah,
Hayden.
Like
Hayden.
Show before. Yeah. Not Hayden, though. It also streams on twitch.tv/HaydenHaydenHaydenHayden.
Yes.
Yeah, last her is just a single H.
Yeah. I know.
Look, not a great name, but that's okay.
You might have to change it and then go down in history for it like I did with Lanai.
Yeah, everyone thinks his first name is Hayden, 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 her.
Yeah, it's confusing, man.
So when we play Human Fall Flat, there was one point in our stream where we both stopped playing the game and I had to listen to, I just went on YouTube and put on whale noises so that I couldn't hear him.
Yeah.
And he minimized the game and started playing Tony Hawk.
Oh.
Do you think we should play it together?
How badly do you want to hold on to this friendship?
Out of 10, 1.
Yeah, play it. Play it together. Because there is also a lot of room for sabotage. Like, a lot of the puzzles, because you are relying on the other person.
Yep.
Like, there's one that has, like, like, we figured out, it took us a while to figure it out, but, like one elevator that I can trigger triggers an elevator on their side, but it was also reversed. So my up was their down.
Okay.
And so there was a lot of like, okay, now go up. You're down. Go down. Go, you're down. Go, you're up. Am I up? You're down. Go up. Which up? It's cool. It's cool to be yelled at.
Yeah,
cool to yell back.
Yeah.
And then I just gave up and just started deliberately trapping him.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, it was good.
That is good.
Yeah, it was really good. People really liked it.
So I'm guessing you can't really play this. It's not a couch co-op game. It is a over the internet.
Yeah, you don't want to play. It would totally ruin it to play with someone else next to them. You need to be. I think it's beautifully designed for streaming because you want to be separate. You want to not have the information. And if you're watching it, like, people watching can like flip between both the streams and see what's actually going on and get more and more frustrated and then try to backseat game, which is what's been going on.
Yep.
And that's always good.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's great.
So when someone tells you how to play the game you're playing.
It feels so good. Yeah, you don't feel really, really stupid and embarrassed at all.
No, of course. Yeah. Why would you?
No.
It's how you meant to be games.
Yeah.
Just a reminder that if you are streaming on Twitch, you are a professional gamer, and anyone who watches games on Twitch are scum. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Your words. I love people who watch games on Twitch.
Especially at twitch.tv.
Yeah. / LenaMoon_.
Yeah.
But if you head to www.
Yep.
twitch.tv/doucheforever. Scum.
Yeah. I'm curious what www.douche is.
I wouldn't look it up.
Yeah.
Maybe you should.
How many thumbs?
Oh, it's a full 5 from me. Yeah, it's a full 5 from me. I really rate this game.
Well, is it your game of the year?
Sure.
That's huge. That's actually huge. 10 thumbs then.
Yeah, great.
10 thumbs for game of the year.
Cool. Yeah. I will not be doing this podcast ever again. So I'm just going to ride on that. on that call. No, but yeah, absolutely get around it. Like, we're playing, We Were Here Together is like the third one. So I want to go back and play all the other ones now, because this is like, it's really, really fun. But you do get stuck. Like, make sure you've got a few hours and make sure you're the kind of person that enjoys that kind of gameplay, because you will be stuck doing the same thing over and over again for a while. Almost like I'm caught in a loop.
Well, before we go down that route again, let's hear a quick word from our sponsors.
Life's better with American Family Insurance, because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Thank you, sponsors.
Thank you, sponsors, again. The real highlight of the show.
Thank you.
My favorite part. And now for the last part of the show. And Lena, we forgot to tell you that this part happened.
Oh, great. You're springing something on me. Cool.
It's nothing to be scared of. Basically, people send us emails at thumbcrampspod@gmail.com.
Yeah.
And then
so once again, it's thumbcrampspod@gmail.com. Okay.
Not at Hotmail, which I know is a common mistake.
Do you want to give it a go?
thumbcrampspod@yahoo. No, sorry. gmail.com.
Yes.
Got there.
And if you email us, we will see it, and I may read it out on the show. Much like Alex, who has sent us an email. Subject, game too spooky.
Okay.
Hey, Thumbos.
What up?
What up?
Dusha was talking about how wrong Dead Space is, reminded me that it's the only piece of media that's ever made me switch it off and have to go straight to bed because I heard a noise outside.
Whoa.
I also lent it to a friend years later, having finished it, and he brought it back to me at school the very next day because the intro scared him too much. Have you ever had a game scare the shit out of you like this? Dead Space, if you didn't hear the Dead Space episode, and Lena, I don't think you did, but basically, Dead Space is old, but still very scary because the whole design of the game is just like a bit wrong, like it looks off. Because it's a space station, but then everything is just covered in blood. But, like, way too much blood, so it's just, like, yuck. It's a yuck game. Anyway, Alex was scared by it.
Okay.
It sounds scary.
Yeah. Now, I'm trying to remember. This is a game that I didn't play, but I remember watching my brother play. Mm-hmm. And it was around the time, it was, like, a PC game when they were using a lot of, like, you know, those, like, real person acting video type.
FMVs?
Yeah. And it was, like, a spy game. I remember it made me like.
Wait, is this that horny spy game?
No.
Something.
No. Because like it used, you were like either investigating like real world crimes that are happening, or you were investigating crimes that were happening.
Are you describing where in the world is Carmen San Diego?
I hope not, because so what happens is like you meet one of your contacts, but then you come.
And then you've got to get information to find out where in the world Carmen San Diego is.
But then later
and then
on,
you find Carmen San Diego.
You find her and she's been killed and she's in a bathtub
and she's got
no kneecaps. And there's a picture of this and you see it. And I saw it as a very young child.
I must have blocked that part of Carmen San Diego out of my head.
And it was very traumatic for me as a child.
Yeah, that's awful.
But I don't know what game that was.
I hope it's a game.
Yeah, look. Yeah. Oh, wow. Did I stumble upon something I shouldn't have?
Yeah, that was
peak, I'm so sorry.
Peak internet being a terrible place.
No, this was pre-internet, I think, as well. No. So what did I watch? But I think it was a video game, I think.
We hope.
I hope.
Yeah.
It could have just been simply a movie.
Maybe. It could have been you were playing Carmen San Diego and then went somewhere.
And
accidentally read a file report that I shouldn't have, which is something
together.
That I have done before in the past.
Okay.
So I was reading. No, I was watching. I think you were maybe in the CIA, and they were like your CIA contact, and they get got, and then you have to kind of like. I'm not even sure if that was even like the A plot. That might have just been a thing that happened to an unfortunate lady.
But boy, did it stick with you!
Boy, howdy did it ever! But yeah, it was quite traumatic. I don't know
if that's it was spooked me too much, but it definitely stuck in there.
Yep. Yeah. I love that.
And if anyone can know what game I was playing by this terrible description, hit us
I
up.
I want to know. I kind of do the same for you. I don't have to check on you, you know?
I think it was like a drug thing.
Yeah.
As in like they were like a cartel kind of thing.
All right.
This is sounding more and more. For a pre-internet video game, this is sounding more and more like potentially you saw a movie.
Yeah. Are you accidentally outing yourself as someone who's buried trauma and you're in witness protection right now?
Or alternatively, are you accidentally outing yourself as a man who has never played a video game but has seen heaps of movies?
I'm a video game journalist, Dusha, don't you know?
So, yeah, this week on Thumbcramps, I'm reviewing a video game, Sahara.
Video game 7.
Was it seven?
I don't think it was seven. Someone in a box?
Someone was in a kneecaps in that movie. Yeah, they lost kneecaps, and it was just like that was someone's MO, and they gave you the file, and you had to kind of work it all out of like who the murderer was, and from that, you went somewhere else.
That's awful.
But I remember hiring it, my brother hiring it from like, it wasn't like a Blockbuster, but it was one of those like mom and pop video game stores.
Okay. Because it wouldn't be a Blockbuster because, they did do games. I was about to reiterate that it sounds like a movie that you watched.
It was also the same store that I rented the Muppet Treasure Island video game from that was very much less traumatic.
Yeah, it sounds like it would have been. Yeah.
It was a lot of fun. I got to see Tim Curry do silly voices.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. That's a plus.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
My big spook recently, because I've been playing horror games, but I can't play this game without physically sweating and screaming, is I've been playing In Silence, which is like it's really good. It's a up to six person game, and you are either a survivalist character that is trying to assemble a car or unlock an armory and using, you know, the help of your other teammates, but you have to do it completely silently because another person is playing as this big monster that can only hunt using sonar.
Cool.
You're like, it's like a big kind of alien. Imagine like the alien from the Aliens, like that, but like paler and it's grotesque. Cool. And so you're called Rake, and you like thump around so they can hear you, and they can do stuff like you can like go into houses and you accidentally step on things that like make noise, or you can like leave the TV on to like confuse the monster and stuff. It is some of the biggest screams I've ever done playing a game. Like there's clips of me playing it on stream where I am like. Like my pupils are so dilated and I'm screaming at the top of my lungs. I had to like actually text my neighbor and be like, I'm really sorry about this. Like I'm playing it on a Saturday night at 10 p.m. screaming at the top of my lungs because it's jump scare, right? Yep. Like it is jump scare. And it's like because Rake also has a special ability where they can like, you know, trigger it and like their vision comes in for like half a second and they really like everything's really clear and like they can kind of run really fast and it's just, it is traumatizing. It's so scary. It's so much fun. And so like it's awful. But, and like it's really fun because it's also really funny because there's like, if you're surviving, you can wear these little, like you can find like little bush like outfits and like hide in plain sight and just hope that they're not using their special ability. And you can also like, blast the monster in the face and like stun them.
Yeah.
But yeah, and it's really it's challenging. Like I don't think I've played one round where the people actually got out. Like built the car and got out because it's really fun. I very much recommend it.
That sounds sick.
Spooky, but and it's I want to really play it. Scary.
I think the only video game that's like really like had an impact is as a kid one of my family friends got Resident Evil 2, like, or maybe even the first Resident Evil, like, at like right at the start of it being released. So I would have only been like 6 or 7. And I just remember like the intro cutscene playing when I was at their house once. And I was like, because there's like a zombie eating a guy and then like looks up at the camera. And yeah, I was like, video games don't do this. They should be Mario.
Mario and a Tetris. That's all I
can't do zombies. They when they introduced zombies to Red Dead Redemption 1, I had to stop. I couldn't play that expansion. I couldn't do it because there's like that tiny little gap at the bottom of the screen behind your character.
Yeah.
And then there's just zombies on you. It's so upsetting.
Yeah. Yeah, it's rough. And again, I guess another kind of spooky thing that kind of, not like rattled me, but it was like one of those things where I was like, oh no, video games can do things that they couldn't do anymore. And that was in the first time I played Resident Evil 4. And yeah, like there's the chainsaw guy, which is very famous from Resident Evil 4. But like the first time you're playing that, your main, like the main character can be killed in one motion where like this regular villain literally chainsaws off your head. Oof. And you're just like, I'm playing this on GameCube being like, games shouldn't be allowed to do this. Yeah. Like, what's going on?
Yeah.
It was real
hectic. That should be illegal. No.
Like, yeah, the first one was like, whoa. And then, yeah, like, because you're like, well, okay, so he can body like 6 shotgun balls from me, but he cuts my head off in one foul swoop. That's, yeah,
this is bullshit and unfair. Yeah, I don't want to play anymore.
I was more just like, speak to someone about this.
I was more just like, oh no, video games, the way that I know have known them to work is just flipped on its head.
Yeah. Exactly. I jump on a Goomba, it dies, it hits me, I go small, and then I hit me again and back at the start.
Where's my coin box?
And our next email is actually a follow-up from an email we got a couple of weeks ago. So Nick emailed us and said, I'm meeting my girlfriend's daughter for the first time. Mm-hmm. What video game should I play with them? I've got a Switch, and we gave some great suggestions. And we said, Nick, if you choose the Mario Kart suggestion, because we gave them like Untitled Goose Game and stuff like that.
Good job.
And then, good job. And we're like, but if they are a child that does play video games, I don't know, like Mario Kart on Switch, but gauge interest to make sure that like, you don't want to, because some kids, if you just like, smoke them in Mario Kart, they'll just be like, I'm angry now.
Yes, and they cry. They don't like to lose, and then they play no more with you.
Yeah.
And then bad intro and then bad memories.
Yep. So this is a follow-up to that. Our great
you
advice.
Guys are in trouble,
this
aren't you?
This is from Nick. subject, meeting the child.
I believe smoked you guys, Mario Kart. Oh my God.
Yeah, thanks for that advice.
Dear Tom Cramps, I took your advice and we played Mario Kart with my girlfriend's daughter. I wiped the floor with her and for some reason I'm not popular.
That was the opposite of what we said.
Thanks for reading out my question, Nick.
Oh no.
Nick, you big idiot.
Oh no.
That's all right. Maybe they'll get good.
Yeah, maybe they'll get good. You gotta teach them that, like, you know, life's hard sometimes and everything comes.
Yeah, she deserves to be taught resilience the first time she's meeting you.
Yeah, yeah, on a game that they probably have played before and love and adore.
Oh, boy.
So,
Nick, you cooked it.
Yeah, Nick, come on, mate.
Nick, I hope that you and them had to speak to your girlfriend and be like, the only reason I did that, I didn't think it would backfire like that, is because I listened to a podcast and they told me to do that because I emailed in. Mm. And then your girlfriend listens to that episode of Thumb Cramps and gets about 5 minutes in and is like, why did you take their advice?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, we did say don't.
We did say do the opposite of what you did.
I do think boys have to stop taking advice from other boys.
Oh, yes.
You know, things of the heart. Oh, no, I hope that you all get to a point one day where we don't need to be involved.
Fingers crossed.
Well, if you want to roll the dice and ask us a question, you can email us at thumbcrampspod@gmail.com or you can tweet us at thumbcrampspod. This week's episode has been a whopping 14, no, game of the year. Bigger than 14 thumbs, 19 thumbs.
So many thumbs.
That's the more thumbs than I have.
Thumbs are plenty.
Thumbs are plenty. And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've also been Joel.
I've been Lena.
And where can we find you, Lena?
Ah, please come to my Twitch.
Mm-hmm.
So it's lenamoon.tv/ you lenamoon _. We've said it properly in the podcast already. And I'm also Lena I Moon, one word, on Instagram, which is like there's a link tree there and that's all my information.
Fancy.
Yeah.
Linktree?
Yeah, I have a Linktree.
Yeah, we should have those too. What's that?
Do you not honestly not know what a Linktree is?
You don't know what a Linktree is.
It's you put it in your bio and then people press it and then there's buttons and they can go. That's so if I, you know, when I do this podcast it comes out, I'll put it in the the Linktree.
Yeah, there'll be
that's
a link
crazy.
Tree.
Crazy.
Click on it and it's and then Lena people Twitch can actually and then like go Thumb listen Cramps to it. Pod,
yeah.
And then another button that probably says better podcast I guessed it on.
Yeah, pretty much what you should have.
Why am I in charge of this podcast? This is stupid.
But yeah, that's where you can find all my comedy stuff as well, because I've got some sketches online and I do sketch comedy with Annie and Lena, but I wish I could say come to my show, but
Why can't we come to your show?
We sold out the entire run,
and then we added a show, and then it sold out in 2 hours. Wow. I'd be really nice to invite you, but we might add a show. I don't know, but if we do, like,
you got to get in quick because it might be sold out in 2 hours. So
too late. So
maybe if you're listening, you should just click that Linktree link constantly.
Yeah. No, but yeah, that's that. Thanks for having me.
Oh, thanks for coming on.
Thank you, listeners, also for listening to this podcast. And just remember before we go, thumbs.
Now, quick pop test for Lena here. Quickly, can you explain to me how Loop Hero works?
Okay, so it's a loop, and then everyone feels sad for a while.
Perfect. She got it.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks for listening. Do us a huge favor and leave a rating and review on whatever platform you're listening to this beautiful podcast on. Also, be sure to check out Sanspence Radio's objectively better gaming podcast, All the Small Games, hosted by Andrew Levins and John Valenzuela, two true professionals.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There's stories and mythology that this country has woven around black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like worried of police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.